Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you with us on this Friday, Junior. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 75 degrees here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Today's an important day in our history, and joining us in studio, we are very honored to have Dr. Eddie Lee to share with us the significance of this day. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and I can't think of a better way to start my day than to be here at Palmetto Mornings with Lucas and Patty. But 75 years ago, on August the 6th, 1945, at 10 minutes after 8, which is what time it is now, Colonel Paul Tibbetts and his crew were flying the plane that he had named after his mother, the Enola Gay.
Yeah.
And they were on the outskirts of Hiroshima. I mean, exactly, Patty. I mean,
wow.
75 years ago, right now, August 6th, they were 30,000 feet in the air, and they had a new type of weapon, an atomic bomb. And that atomic bomb was going to be released. Harry Truman had said a week before to release it when ready. Wrote that in a pencil, and Harry Truman said, release when ready. Well, Colonel Tibbetts and his crew on the Enola Gay 75 years ago, they were going to release it. And I brought with me a picture of something from the debris of Hiroshima, and it's a wristwatch.
Wow.
And you can notice that the hand stopped at 8:16
and
on August the 6th, 1945. So it's a special day.
And talk about a defining moment.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, I think it's important for people to pause and think about that. And the world changed.
The world changed
because atomic weapons were so different from conventional weapons. And the atomic weapons club began to expand. The Soviet Union got their atomic bomb in 1949, and then France, and then the United Kingdom, and then China, and India, and Pakistan. And so that atomic weapons club, and now North Korea. And so you've got, you know, these atomic weapons countries. And it's kind of a different situation.
Well, you're playing a big stake game. In fact, this led to the end of World War II. But why was this the option, and, you know, to do that, to make that happen?
That's a great question. President Truman said that he feared that the Japanese were fighting with such ferocity that they would not surrender, and they would fight to the last soldier, and that we would lose and the Japanese would lose 1 million people in combat. And so he made that decision. And President Truman said, Patty said, I made the decision, and he wrote in pencil, release when ready. And Colonel Tibbetts 75 years ago, right now, was doing that. And Harry Truman said that he never regretted it and never thought about it anymore. And that was the right decision because, to answer your question, it saved lives. But it didn't save lives on August the 6th. And then we did it again 3 days later on August the 9th, 1945, at Nagasaki. And then the Japanese understood. And then they surrendered unconditionally, and there was that scene on the deck of the USS Missouri where they formally surrendered. So World War II came to a screeching halt. But 75 years ago, there was the screech of that bomb descending from the Enola Gay. And I'll give you one thing from that. And Colonel Tibbetts, as they were dropping the bomb, they decided to move out of there. And they were going as fast as they could. And they looked behind them, and there was a cloud coming up, and it was Hiroshima coming up. It was pieces of Hiroshima, houses and businesses and lives that were debris now. And so they got a chance to be engulfed by what had happened on that August morning. The debris field was coming up toward the Enola Gay. And, of course, they made it to safety, and he didn't want to fly on the second atomic bomb, and he declined. He'd been asked to pilot that plane. He didn't do that, but we did it again on the 9th, and so we're at a very historic moment. And I think when you 75 years, I mean, that generation unfortunately is fading away. And it's good to think about the courage and the decisions that they made. And so it's a good thing to do it. And I can't think of a better place to do it than Palmetto Mall.
Well, thank you. Why did they choose those locations?
Well, they didn't want to try a religious city.
Okay.
Because they were thinking about how we're going to rebuild Japan. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to get Tokyo. And they had a list of cities. Mm-hmm. And I guess I can say those were the unlucky ones. Mm-hmm. And so those were the unlucky ones, and it depended on weather, because when the Enola Gay came in, it could see for miles and miles, and it was the perfect city to unleash that bomb, and you could see exactly what had happened. So it was on that list.
Okay.
Nagasaki was far down the list, but the weather affected the second target, and so they moved Nagasaki on the 9th of August up the list. So that's kind of how that happened.
And warnings to the people that this was going to happen, the civilians?
Leaflets had been dropped. And, of course, we had been bombing Japanese cities with conventional bombs, you know. And in one of the fallout shelters in Hiroshima, a Japanese school child had gone to a bomb drill early that morning. Mm-hmm. And it had been an American plane that came over, and they were going to kind of like check the weather to make sure it was okay for the Enola Gay. And so she was told by her teachers that it was time to come out of the bomb shelter. And she came out. She said she looked up in the sky and she saw an angel. And of course, it wasn't an angel. It was the angel of death. It was the Enola Gay, and it was the reflection of the sun, the morning sun off of it. And, you know, so her life was completely changed, and, well, the world changed.
Yeah. The world changed.
140,000 people ultimately died, and then, of course, the radioactive fallout claimed thousands.
And you're exactly right about that. And I just heard a statistic today, and then whatever else we need to do, but I just heard a statistic today when I was walking before I came over here. The Japanese government today said 345,000 died. Mm. It's hard to measure that because a lot of people died of radiation sickness later, and a lot of people were so dazed that they just kind of wandered away. So you can take whatever statistic you want to. When I teach this in my class, I use the lower figure.
Yeah, that it's you have to understand the bigger picture, because looking at history in the context of today, things look different, and yet that was bombing was taking place everywhere. That's why we called it a World War II. And something had to be done to save lives, even at the expense of those that lost their lives.
That's how Harry Truman saw it, and he never had second thoughts about it. I think he made the right decision. But I do remember early in my career, there was a ferocious debate about this, about whether we could have ended the war differently. I don't think we could have. And I think that the Japanese had been so wrapped up in what they considered to be their mission that they weren't going to surrender. And it had to be kind of demonstrated to them that we'll drop these bombs until you are destroyed as a civilization. And they got the point after the second one.
And we can do it.
That's right. We showed that.
Wow.
We showed that.
Well, it's a great history lesson from one of the great history professors in York County, Dr. Eddie Lee from Winthrop University. Dr. Lee is going to stick around for us real quick. We got to take a quick break as we go to traffic and weather, but we're going to get some more perspective on COVID-19. Last time you were here, Dr. Lee, I know we talked about the Spanish flu. We've got some more follow-up questions there. And then moving forward when it comes to COVID-19 in the United States. But first, we got to get to traffic and weather. They're always together here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:19. We're looking at 76 degrees.
South Carolina Highway Patrol giving us the assist on our Thursday morning traffic report for our motoring friends in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. All clear from what we can see. No accidents that we are aware of or slow-ups, really. A little yet normal congestion on I-77 into Fort Mill. North of the border, uptown Charlotte, no accidents that we are aware of. Here in the city of Rock Hill, Celanese is smooth, Cherry Road busy but accident-free, as is Dave Lyle Boulevard. All a smooth ride here in Rock Hill. In the traffic center, I'm Tyler Cupp.
Off to a warm and a cloudy start out there this morning. Those clouds won't take long, though, to thin out. As more sunshine builds in through the day, our temps heat up low 90s. Touch more humidity, though, will make that heat index climb closer to the upper 90s, with a better chance for scattered storms this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday from Channel 9. I'm with a snooze.
What you don't understand about insurance. Brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill. Doing what we say we will do.
Watts Huckabee, Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group, is a big, big employer benefits company. And for those companies that have employer-based health plans that are looking for lower premiums, what can you offer them?
Well, so one thing, we've been offering health plans to employers for 31 years. We're actually York, Chester, and Lancaster County's largest independently owned employee benefits firm. So we serve more employers here than any other agency in the area. And we work independently. So one thing we can do, if you feel like your health insurance costs are too high for the employer, there's some ways we can go about taking applications on employees. We can even do what we call GRX underwriting, which is taking some information out of payroll and actually coming up with firm rates that may be lower than what you're paying now. But you've got to be fairly healthy to qualify for these discounted rates. Or either you have to have a high male content in your company.
And I think what most companies need to realize is they want to find somebody like Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group that specializes in these group employment health plans and can know where to go to look for these different dynamics and better rates.
Right. I mean, we're independent. We have our favorite carriers, but that doesn't mean we're going to keep you with that carrier. We're going to move you to where we need to move you to. I mean, we want you to have the least expensive plan and the most comprehensive benefits.
And every company is different, and that's what you specialize in. So to get
exactly
this process
right.
started, Watts, what do we do?
Call me directly at 803-980-2474.
Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group. Thank you, Watts.
Thank you, Manning.
Join us next week for What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill, doing what we say we will do.
The South Carolina High School League Executive Committee voted yesterday to delay the start of high school football practice until September 8th. Under the new plan, games will start on September 25th. Some other parts include allowing teams to work out in helmets beginning August 17th, and there will only be two playoff teams from each region. The league also announced it will petition the South Carolina Department of Commerce for an exception to allow more than 250 fans to games when they begin. One more interesting tidbit from the conversation is the league did allow for all sports to be pushed back to the spring if the pandemic forces a cancel of the season. The Carolina Panthers have signed free agent running back Trenton Cannon. The former New York Jet adds depth to the running back room behind all-pro Christian McCaffrey. Carolina now has a full roster of 80 players. University of South Carolina football coach Will Muschamp said yesterday that offensive linemen Jordan Rhodes and Mark Fox will opt out of the 2020 season due to COVID-19 concerns. The NCAA has canceled fall championships for both Division II and Division III sports. Division I is currently planning to hold championships in all fall sports. Former Rock Hill Bearcat and current Winthrop Eagle Willie Lumpkin struck out 10 as the Piedmont Pride blanked Lake Norman 8-0 to advance to the second round of the playoffs. The Atlanta Braves lost 2-1 last night to the Toronto Blue Jays. After the setback, Atlanta falls to 8-5 on the season. In other games around the majors, the Phillies, Marlins, Red Sox, Mets, Twins, Indians, and Yankees were all winners. With your Thursday sports, I'm Chris Miller.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Thursday morning right here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 75 degrees, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Eddie Lee, Winthrop History Professor. And Dr. Lee, last time you were on Palmetto Mornings, where it was the beginning of COVID-19. We talked then about the Spanish flu. A couple follow-up questions. So the Spanish flu in that first year, severely deadly, right? I mean, you said before you would catch it, and the next day you would drop dead.
Quickly.
And your grandparent?
My grandmother, 37 years old, and it hit that age group.
Okay.
But it came in three waves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the second wave, and it went on for over a year, which is kind of a sobering thing to think about, you know, on a Thursday morning. It went on for over a year. The second wave was much worse than the first wave. And then the third wave kind of diminished, and then it went away.
It just said
there was no vaccine.
Huh.
There was a debate over masks, and they quarantined. Far more people died from it. But I don't think that the coronavirus is a repeat of the Spanish flu. But those fatality figures, 160,000 dead Americans.
I know.
And so we have to take it seriously. In my zip code, 29745, which is the city of York zip code, the official figures from the health folks in Columbia, we have 400 cases.
Wow.
2 months ago, we had 8 cases.
Two months ago. 8. Yeah. And these numbers represent lives.
Yeah. They're
people.
Not statistics.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting place, I think, in history. It'll be very interesting to see how we remember this time in history, because we are very driven to plan and schedule and be in, air quotes, control of our lives. This reminds us that we are not 100% in control of anything. Sometimes we are limited by what is happening in nature, and we don't have all the answers, and we have to do our best to respond to it. But that, I think, has been a hard message for Americans, especially.
Well, Americans have a swagger about them, Patty.
We got some swag.
We swagger, yeah. Because I think we're a little bit insecure from where we came from. Mm-hmm. And we swagger because, you know, we've done quite well in this world historically, mm-hmm. over time, over centuries. And this coronavirus, we just can't get it subdued. Mm-hmm. Americans like to subdue things, mm-hmm. and win things. Mm-hmm. And we can't get it subdued. We will with a vaccine, but not today. And that's the frightening thing, not today and not tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening closely to that, like everybody, mm-hmm. you know, out there listening to your broadcast this morning. We're all like waiting on that vaccine.
But it's interesting that you said about the Spanish flu, because
right.
the waves, we hear that, and then it went away.
It did go away,
and we didn't have a vaccine for the Spanish flu.
No, we didn't have that. And I was thinking, you know, the summer would come, Patty, and mm-hmm. you know, by the summer, we'd all.
Good.
Kind of say, that's, you know, that coronavirus is gone. Well, it's not gone.
Mm-mm.
And those figures that I gave you, you know, I don't know that we're flattening the curve. Mm-hmm. I heard that phrase a lot last time I was here, flattening mm-hmm. the curve. Well, I don't know that we're flattening the curve. Look at the state of North Carolina.
Yeah.
And what the state of North Carolina is doing, and what mm-hmm. And I worry about small businesses in York and Chester and Lancaster counties. And you know, I worry about small restaurants and the small stores in downtown York that we're so proud of. You know, they've got to survive. And mm-hmm. customers, you know, are kind of careful.
During the Spanish flu, Dr. Lee, were the same precautions taken then here, like the shutting down of the economy? What about schools? Are there similarities between what
well,
we're dealing with
I'll
now?
I'll tell you
back
what, we didn't talk about it that much.
Okay.
And Woodrow Wilson, who was president then, didn't really talk about it.
Mm. Wow.
Because we were ending World War I, and then we were trying to make the world safe for democracy, and so we had other things to deal with. And now, I don't know what that means, but he didn't talk about it.
Did they resent it being called Spanish flu?
No, and you know, that's interesting, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That it did not start in Spain, and that's what we discussed last time mm-hmm. I was with you and we talked about that topic. You know, it did not start in Spain. It might have started in Kansas, or it might have started in Massachusetts, or it might have started at Camp Jackson in Columbia, but Spanish flu, and nobody was offended.
How about that? Different times, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't talk about it.
Well, to Patty's point, it'll be interesting, and Dr. Lee, you know this as a history professor, how this will be viewed in history in years to come, and that way, you know.
Maybe my granddaughter will write about it. Let's hope so.
Yes. One thing about it, though, we know that the human spirit is resilient.
Yeah.
And we find a way.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's always good to be with Palmetto Mornings.
Well, we appreciate it. We are history buffs, and we love learning from all of your knowledge. So thank you, Dr. Eddie Lee. Right now it is the bottom of the hour, 8:30, 75 degrees.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. More of the president's financial information might be in the hands of New York prosecutors than previous.